Hello and welcome to the Pick and Roll podcast.
Yeah.
All right, and today we got a good one for you guys. Basically, if you guys listen to the last episode, it's going to be the same type of script here, same type of information being covered. We're going over the ESPN top 100 player high school players that are going to be entering the college ranks and the G League ranks, and they're going to be playing this upcoming season, basically the 2024 draft class. So today we're going to go through 11 through 20. Last time we went over this podcast, it was 1 through 10. So it's going to be really fun. We're going to break everybody down for you guys, and it's going to be a really great podcast. So Chris, you ready to kick it going?
Let's get it going.
All right. So number 11 on the ESPN Top 100 basketball rankings is Omaha Billu, 6'9". This guy's a power forward. In my opinion, he has a really elite size for the power forward position, a great athleticus. He also is built very strong. This guy he looks great in a jersey. Like, he is big shoulder, wide shoulders, well built, strong frame, really strong legs, really explosive. He also has a very good handle. His handle looks really smooth. It looks really natural to him. He's got nice crossovers. He's got nice ability to get to that rim. His shot looks pretty nice. He flashes some perimeter shot creation. And he is unstoppable at the rim. And, you know, me personally, I'm really high on this guy. I have him graded as a number one pick level guy. He reminds me a ton of the same strengths that Pablo Caballero can provide, he can provide in the NBA, if that handle really does translate. Because he's huge, man. Like, this guy is built. You know what I mean? Like, I don't throw out great names very often, but it's a little Blake Griffin, Sean Kemp-ish with the strength and athletic gifts. Like, he's the real deal, athletically speaking. He's the real deal size-wise. So he puts that shoulder into you, and he gets to that rim and finishes. It's going to be great. It's going to be great to watch. He's going to be great at that rim. He's going to put so much pressure at it. And no place in the NBA gathers more value than at the rim. How well you can finish at the rim really determines the value. It's the most valuable place you can attack. So this guy's going to have a really great year. I think he's going to go play at Iowa State. So that's going to be a really cool playing, seeing him watch him play like a little bit lesser Big 12 basketball. But hey, man, this kid's special. He's special in the way he moves. He's special in the way he drives to the paint, everything like that. It's just all really special. So that's my take on Omaha Billu. What do you think about Omaha, Chris?
Man, this is one of those guys that I had looked at really, really early. So I do completely agree with a lot of the things you said. So he is a great, he's a good athlete. He's well coordinated. He gets off the ground very well to finish above the rim. I did see a lot of dunks and stuff like that. I did see that he was like, you know, he ran the floor, good transition finisher, solid slashing ability. He was going left and right. He did also flash a little bit of ability to stretch the floor a little bit too as a shooter. I did see a little bit of that. I mean, like, he is one of those guys that's like, you know, he's going to bulk up in college and be even bigger. He's like, because he's going to be like built of granite. You know how we talked about like Karl Malone-ish, like LeBron, like he has freaky. The build and the genetics for that. And he also finished, even though he's a bigger guy, like he's more of a solid guy, like he still can, he still has finesse and has soft touches with his finishes. Like, he'll switch hands and like go up, you know, like he has a softer touch for a guy that with his, even though he probably could dunk all over you, he can still, you know, show his finesse as well. And that's actually something that really impressed me as well. He does have an occasional ability to show flashes of a passing ability. I could say that could be, you know, kind of developed a little bit more, but he has those intangibles of a solid passer. When trying to see who he could be compared to, I thought about Luke Mbamute.
Really? That's a unique comp. Okay, 3-and-D power forward. Okay.
Yeah, because he has a shooting ability. He has a slight, you know, a little bit of shooting ability, and he can be a defender. He's long too. He's like, he has like a 7'2" wingspan. 6'8", 6'9". So I think that kind of like fits the build a little bit. I would say like a player of that caliber, I would say.
Okay. Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You ready to kick it to the next guy?
Let's get to it.
Next up, number 12 on the list is Stephon Castle, 6'6". He's going to go play at UConn, the defending national champions. 6'6", point guard. He doesn't have overwhelming bursts. He's not going to be flying past people. He doesn't have a world-class first step. He's not world-class athlete, you know what I mean? He's an above-average athlete, above-average quickness, above-average speed, above-average athleticism, but it's nothing overwhelming. You know, the best thing that he does is a mid-range shot. He definitely has a really good feel for the mid-range. He definitely has a good, you know, pull-up mid-range jump shot. It's really fluid. It's really advanced. It's NBA ready. His mid-range shot is NBA ready. He's so smooth. He can really finish at the rim well. He's got a good layup package. You know what I mean? He seems like he can shoot the three-point shot well as well. And he reminds me a ton of somebody that got drafted last year that I was a really big fan of, which is Jalen Hood-Schifino. Jalen Hood-Schifino is 6'6", not overly athletic. Really great. I think he had the best mid-range shot at the point guard position last year. You know what I mean? So they're very similar in like the way that they play and read the floor. So I have a similar grade on him that I had on Jalen Hood-Schifino. I had a 10 through 14 grade for Jalen Hood-Schifino, and I have the same grade for him. You know, he's in a great fit at UConn. They run a really nice NBA-ish offense, a lot of off-ball screens, a lot of more modern stuff. So he'll be a good fit there. And I think he'll have a good career. I like him. So what do you think about Stephon Castle? My bad.
So I've kind of put this in a very few words, right? So I just said that he was a bucket, right? When you look up the word bucket, his picture appears, and he's a skill 3 level of scorer. With a decent passing ability. Like, this is, like, literally, as I was watching it, I was like, bucket. That's, like, the only thing I could think of, because he really is a skilled scorer, and I do see what you mean when you say, like, he has an NBA-level, NBA-ready mid-range. That's kind of, like, and I like that, though, because I like when you have guys who can score on multiple levels. So the fact that he's not just a decent shooter, he can also shoot mid-range as well, because the mid-range shot is a dying art. It's a lost art in the NBA. Depending on who you are, if your name is Kawhi Leonard or, you know, LeBron with the fadeaway, like, but seriously, it's a dying art. So it's starting to have a little bit of a renaissance. So I like to see that players are, you know, really sticking to the basics and kind of going back and learning how to do that. So this is a guy that I do like.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought that up, because the reason why the mid-range is so important for the point guard is one of the most point guards can get 8 to 10 points per game from the elbow jump shot, right? Where they're at the elbow, at that edge of the free throw line, they're running the pick and roll and the high volume pick and rolls, and the center's in drop coverage, but he's not fully committed, right? But you have enough space to get that mid range shot off, right? That's why it's so valuable for point guards to have that, because it's open. It's there if you can hit it. And if you're 6'6", like he is, and can shoot that mid range, it's going to get really easy buckets in the NBA just by being able to. He's going to get 8 to 10 a game just from mid-range, because it's there. It's always there. So, you know, that's why it's so important. So we're going to go ahead and kick it to the next guy. The next guy up is Elliot Cadeau, 6 foot. He is coming in. He's going to go to North Carolina. And as a Duke fan, I hope he does terribly. I'm just kidding. Just kidding. Hoping for the rivalry that we win and he has the best career he can. But, you know, jokes for the joking purposes. I hope he does suck. you know, personally, he's really undersized for point guard position. I mean, 6 foot is short. 6 foot is very, very short point guard. You know, he's a below average vertical athlete. He has above average quickness. He's a good passer, though. He has a really good feel for passing the basketball. Really understands angles, understands how to break down defenses. He's very good at it. You know, I don't think that he can finish at the rim in the NBA. I just don't think he has enough, which is going to be an issue. And, you know, he reminds me a lot of Sharif Cooper. If people remember Sharif Cooper, who played at Auburn, he went one and done, got, you know, at the late second round draft pick, and he's rolling around in the G League right now. and borderline NBA player, one of those guys right now. And you know what I mean? It's just hard for 6 foot guys to go into the NBA and be successful without burst or overwhelming athletic gifts, or having a extremely deep bag where they have all these moves to overcome the lack of height. And he doesn't really check off any of those boxes. So that's why I'm thinking that he's a late second round draft pick at best. But I do think that he'll have a good college career. Like, he's a good college basketball point guard. But I don't see NBA anything more than a late second. So what do you think about Elliot Cadeau, Chris?
So I have a question. Okay. Before I go ahead, do you believe that height is the biggest factor in that he's not going to be NBA level, or is there something else that you see?
It's the height mixed with the lack of vertical athletic, with a no height plus no athletic gifts, and no height plus with overwhelming skill is just not going to equate to a starter or a six man in the NBA at 6 foot. That's my personal opinion on point guards.
Yeah, that's fine. So to answer that, then I guess I would ask, like, okay, Curry isn't the tallest guy, but he's not the shortest guy either. He's 6'4", right? That's a decent height for a point guard.
Yeah, people would be surprised how tall these guards really are.
True. Yeah, I'm actually surprised, because I thought they were like Isaiah Thomas height. I'm Isaiah Thomas height.
like think about Jordan Clarkson in your head. Yeah. How tall do you think Jordan Clarkson is?
6'6", maybe?
6'6"?
Yeah.
Okay, you're right. He's 6'5".
Okay.
But, like, most people would see him on a floor and think 6'2", 6'3". Because they look tiny, right? You know what I mean? They do exist. Fred VanVleet, 6 foot. Trae Young, 6'1". Donovan Mitchell, 6'1". They exist, but they have overwhelming... Darius Garland, 6'1". Yeah. Right? They have overwhelming gifts. Overcome those type of things. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so...
Yeah,
I get it. I get it, because, like, Curry is, like, amazing shooter, but he's not a great athlete. Donovan Mitchell is a great athlete, but not the best shooter, and he has athletic gifts to be able to defend. Yeah. Kind of like that. Darius Garland is a great, you know, passer, so he kind of, like, offsets. Passer and score, so it offsets, like, his height.
Yes.
Now, I'm going to get into this then. So, I was just seeing if it was height was the biggest reason, because I have something different, right?
Okay.
So, basically... Elliot Cadeau, is that how you say his name? Elliot Cadeau. Even though he is 6'1", and, you know, I don't have him as, like, the best athlete, I do see him as kind of, I feel like he's pretty strong, and I think that, and he has a game where he's pretty balanced at what he does, and he has, he can score well within the mid-range, and you said earlier that was a great skill to have, especially for the NBA level, because, as you know, Slay the Giant with the mid-range. I think he also, I have some of his percentages here. He shoots well from the 3-point percentage, from the 3-point as well.
That's good.
36.1% 3-point percentage. And then he has 1.8 3-point attempts. And that was in the EYBL. That was last year. I don't have too much anything. And then he even did even better this year. In the EYBL. For 2023, he shot like a little bit less. But his attempts, he attempted more shots, so that means that he's trying to, you know, get more shots up, you know, knock down more shots, try to be a better shooter, and he's one of those guys who's a bucket, and he can get a quick bucket when needed, and can take a game over. I think he scores pretty well with solid efficiency, so I think this is kind of me trying to, I guess you could say, kind of respond a little bit, because I feel like he's not completely, like, as low as you would have him. I feel like he's not going to go G League-ish. I feel like he can go to the NBA, but I feel like there's some things he can work on. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah.
Like, I feel like he can be better. Like, if he could become overwhelming at the 3-point shot in his mid-range, then he could be an NBA-level guard.
Is what
I'm
getting
at.
Oh, yeah. You know, but,
it just depends on what kind of worker he is. I think that, you know... He seems like a hustle type of guy. You know, a lot of these guys are hustlers, so I like that a lot. He seems pretty quick. So I know in high school he's, like, you know, top tier, but I think in college, I do agree he will have a great college career, but I don't want to completely, like, knock him down and be like, yeah, he's not going to be great in the NBA yet. Like, I can see, you know, I think that he would have he has the intangibles to start getting to that point. I think if he can show, like, 40% 3-point percentage, then I would be happy.
Yeah. Yeah. Alright, you ready to kick it to the next guy?
Yeah, let's go.
Sounds good. Number 14 is Kwame Evans. He's 6'9". He's going to go play in Oregon. You know what I mean? He's a little tight-hipped, and what I mean by that, he doesn't like change directions within his hips very well. I view him as an average NBA athlete. You know what I mean? I wish that he would attack the basket more and show more ability to do that, because at 6'9", that's kind of what I was expecting. I was expecting more rim dominance. But you know what I mean? He's a guy that seems like he can shoot the three pretty well. 6'9" length is really great. So he reminds me a lot of somebody that got drafted this year, Chris Murray, Keegan Murray's brother. He went to Iowa. 3-and-D guy, got drafted in the late second round. You know, role players are important. Length is important. And I don't really see if he could shoot and he can guard, he's not going to fall out of the first round at 6'9". So it's just not going to happen. So I have him 20 to 25, you know, an ideal 3-and-D power forward. Maybe he doesn't start, but maybe he's in a rotation for like 6 to 8 years. You know what I mean? Like, he's a solid guy. I could definitely see that. So that's my grade on Kwame Evans. So what do you think about him, Chris?
Yeah. So I agree. I do see that he has, you know, he's capable of shooting from the three-point line. He did show a lot of flashes of that. I think he handles the ball well enough to be able to initiate an offense after a defensive stop. After the defensive rebound, I think he has pretty good court vision, because I was seeing that he was able to make some passing, some pretty decent passes when the, you know, to get out of situations. I also will see that he shows the commitment on the defensive end. I did see a couple blocking highlights and stuff like that. So that does show me that he is committed to defending, especially at his height. I will say that I would have liked to see more physicality down low, because he kind of is a stronger guy.
Yes, I agree.
And so, as is right now, right? I'm like, he has the ability to be this caliber of player. And he's going toward that, but he's not quite there yet. So, my NBA comparison is Jaren Jackson Jr.
Oh, wow. You think he's Jaren Jackson Jr.? I think he's a little short for that, but okay. That's kind of funny, because I have a comp in this top 10, this list for Jaren Jackson Jr. as well. Okay, interesting. Okay, cool. All right, you ready to kick it to the next guy?
Let's go.
All right, next man up is Rob Dillingham, shooting guard, 6'1", going to Kentucky. You know what I mean? I feel like, in a general sense, whoever sent him to Kentucky made the wrong choice. I mean, they got DJ Wagner going to the same school, and they got another kid that's a little lower on this list. That's like a two guard as well. That's going to the same college. Yeah, let me find his name. 6'2", two guard named Reed Shepherd, ranked 23rd on this list. So I feel like whoever sent him to Kentucky, however he made that choice, was the wrong choice. Because Robert Dillingham, 6'1", two guard, is a real issue. Like, this is, like, 6'1", two guard is short for the 1960s, okay? Hal Greer was 6'2". Jerry West was 6'3". Like, when I'm throwing out Sam Jones, 6'3". Like, Rob Dillingham, like, people have to understand that. And NBA GMs really value who can you guard more than people realize. Because you put Rob Dillingham in the NBA, okay, it all the ways that we can do switches, it's not even just in the pick and roll, it's off-ball movement. You can do an off-ball movement. Just because of the way this off-ball movement just works, Rob Dillingham has to switch, and now he's guarding Kawhi. 6'1".
Yeah.
I don't think he has a long wingspan either. He looks like he has a thin one. So it's like probably going to be a 6'1", 6'2" wingspan, thin guy. Who is he guarding? Because most people deal with that lack of height at the point guard, backup point guard position. They could trade Jones, right? All those backup point guards. Okay, we deal with that because their backup point guards is okay. Everybody has one. They can guard one. But when they're guarding the two and the backup two, your pacing might be 6'5". Again, you know, you're going to run into issues. So who he's going to guard is really going to limit his ability to be the best player he could be. It makes me so upset because this guy needs to develop his passing. He needed to go to Xavier, Marquette, and be the guy that's running all the pick and rolls so he could be developed to be the best passer he could be so that he could become a point guard. Because that's what the ideal fit for his height is. It makes me so upset because I would honestly believe in him. Because he does have... He's quicker than he is fast. He's not a very great vertical athlete or very fast athlete, but he's super quick, and he has that ball on the string. He has all the handle gifts and all the quickness gifts to overcome his lack of size. He could the best version of him is Kemba Walker, basically. But the best, like, Kemba Walker is basically him, what he could be. It just makes me so upset that he's going to Kentucky. Because he's going to be a two-guard. He's not going to get enough reps because they have DeJuan Wagner, who you like, who's, like, top five on this list. And a 6'2 two-guard. So they got guys going in there. Where is he going to get those minutes from? So it makes me upset that he's going there. And it makes me sad because this guy could be a top 10 pick if he could pass. Right, because this guy's got enough handles to overcome the 6'1 weaknesses, right? He really does, but you know, because I just don't view him being able to develop enough, and I think he's the type of guy that even if he doesn't have a great season, will go one and done. I have him as a late first, early second, because NBA teams are not gonna he's not gonna be able to be drafted higher than a certain spot because who's he gonna guard? And NBA franchises are not gonna 6'1 two guard where doesn't exist. Yeah. Deshaun Bones Highland looks small at the two guard position. He's 6'3 with 6'9 wingspan, right? You know what I mean? Like, he's stealing him small. Yeah. So that's my take on him. It just makes me so sad because he has so much game, but I went to the wrong place. So what do you think about him?
I agree. He does have a lot of game. I agree with the quickness. He looks like a natural shot creator.
Yes.
He's effortless the way he scores. You know what I mean? It's just that his height, and I think that's going to be such a big thing for him going forward. I feel like he'll have a great college career, but I feel like going NBA wise, like you said, like switching on to Kawhi Leonard is not going to work. It's not going to work. Switching on to Paul George won't work. There's nobody his height that he could guard, like, because everybody's going to be towering over him pretty much, but it's just... Yeah, my NBA comparison was Brandon Jennings, because another short guard.
Yeah.
You know, even though I think Brandon Jennings played the PG, and that would have been a perfect, you know, if he could, you know, because this guy is 6'2", if he can somehow, you know, be placed at that type of position instead of a shooting guard, then maybe we could see something, get some some passing skills developed, then maybe. But right now, Brandon Jennings was a pure scorer like that, too.
He was a really good point guard for a minute there, yeah.
Yeah.
Another comparison that I could have for him is Reggie Jackson. Reggie Jackson's kind of similar height, similar shiftiness at the point guard position. And this guy, he could be. He just needs to develop his passing more. Yeah. All right, you ready to kick it to the next guy? All right, next man up, we got Xavier Booker, 6'10 center from Michigan State, going to Michigan State. He's very athletic. Looks like he enjoys playing defense. Like, you see him block and you see him smirk and, like, smile and have this, like, devious presence. He has, like, a little bit of edge to him, and I love it. I love it. I love the edge he plays with. The ball handling's really nice. He has a really nice feel for handling the basketball. He could shoot the three ball pretty well. He has a really good frame to put on some muscle. And you know what I mean? I feel like his upside is Jaren Jackson Jr. Now, this is my Jaren Jackson Jr. comp. Because Jaren Jackson Jr. is 6'10", right? Because if NBA teams could, and you asked a GM, hey, what would be the perfect team for you? They would all be 7 foot, okay?
Yeah.
They'll take length anywhere they can get it. And he looks like the kind of guy, the way he moves athletically and vertically and side to side, that can play the power forward position, and teams will be like, man, we're going to be able to get a power forward that's 6'10", that we're our identity for the next 10 years is length, because we have a 6'10 power forward and on top of a center, you know what I mean? So it's basically what the Grizzlies have, right? And you know what I mean? I really feel like the handle, the three-point shot, he reminds me so much of Jaren Jackson Jr. And it's so cool because he's going to the same college Jaren Jackson Jr. is from. And, you know, Tom Izzo is one of the greatest defensive coaches in the country. He coached Draymond Green and Jaren Jackson Jr. So he's got two DPOYs on the list at the same position that this guy's going to play in the NBA. That's so true. you know, this is a really great spot. This is a perfect fit for where he's going to go. I don't view him as a center. I view him as like a perfect tall power forward that really brings something extra to your NBA basketball team. And I, you know what I mean? He could play center, but I really feel like he has the potential to be able to play power forward if that handle sticks and everything sticks, like Jaren Jackson Jr., right? So that's my upside for him. And I have him graded as a 6 to 10 pick in the draft right now. So, what do you think about him, Chris?
Interesting. I think on one of the videos I saw of the highlights, he was listed at 7 foot, and I'm like, I don't know. He doesn't look like a 7 footer to me.
Yeah. So 6'10 makes sense.
That's
what it says on ESPN.com.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. It was like 7 footer. He's an alien. I'm like, eh, he don't look 7 foot to me.
And you're right, towering. Chris. Congratulations. Your eye test is there.
Yeah, because like he's not towering over the other guy, so it's like these guys look eye to eye at some points. So So one thing I did really pick up on was, and I might have to be really critical, standstill shooter. You know, I didn't see too much shot creation at all. Yeah. Like I seen that he was able to, you know, he could dribble up and kind of get like a mid range off a little bit, but like really, it was really standstill. It was really very low level kind of, okay, if, catch and shoot. If you pass it to me and I'm open, I'm knocking it down. Nothing really to write home about. But that's okay because of his height. I mean, you kind of want like a Kevin Love-ish kind of guy if you go and put him at the power forward position where he can kind of just, but if he could develop an escape dribble, I would be more happy. Right now, he's kind of in the like the rough version of things. So maybe by college, he'll have one. And then I'll be like, okay, I'm a little bit more happier here now. What else here? Everything he does is within 10 feet, except for, like I said, the three-point shot. Like, so it's like everything is a dunk or a layup, and it's all within there. But I did see some fancy footwork a little bit. So, like, I'm happy with that. I'm okay with him being within 10 feet because, like I said, he is 6'10". He's a power forward. I mean, they mostly operate within there. But the modern the modern NBA relies a lot on three-point shooting. That's why I'm so being kind of a stickler on that. So I'm like, I would like for him to stretch the ball. I mean, stretch the floor more and maybe be, use his handle a little bit more. Because you do see a little, he does show a little bit flashes of having a decent, maybe a functional handle is what I'll say.
Yes, I agree with that. Yeah, definitely.
But I also did see some other good things, right? So I did see that he had a little bit of an eye for making the right play.
Okay.
And I would say with his passing ability is where I would say that. So like pass wise, like I've seen a couple plays where he would he would have the ball and he would throw the ball off to the corner and it would be an open shot and they knock it down, or he would like I'm like, this guy's kind of tall for that too. So like I was thinking like maybe he might have been a guard, you know what I mean? Somewhere probably, before he started growing so much.
Yeah. Because he has like
some kind of point guard kind of vision a little bit. And I think if that can be developed a bit more, then like I said, I would have him a little bit higher up here.
Yeah.
But it's still below average, even though with the few flashes of great passing, it's still pretty below average passing.
Yeah.
But he does have a solid passing ability. So like, that's my biggest upside for him. And I would like for use more of his functional handle to try to get his shot better. Far as like, cause like I said, I did see him like, you know, be able to one dribble pull up. Okay, I got a mid range, but that standstill 3-point shot, if in open court, it's fine. It looks kind of ugly, but it's fine. I just would like to see more of the escape dribble, maybe look more at Kevin Love a little bit with that, because he's great with those. Like that's why he's been able to stay in the league so long. Yeah. So. And that's what I have for Xavier Butler.
Okay, sounds good. You ready to kick the next guy?
Yeah, I was a bit.
Next man up is Aiden Holloway, 6'1" guard, going to, pretty sure it's Auburn. Yep, I remember right.
It's Auburn, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes. So you know what I mean. This guy's a above average athlete. You know, below average vertical athlete, but like above average quickness and speed and fast. You know, he has some nice short guard skill where his handle and the way he moves, you know what I mean? There's a prototype to short guards, and short guards have to have really great handles. Short guards have to have, you know, the ability to always hit a tough shot, always be hitting fadeaways, always be hitting, you know, deeper three-point shots, always be hitting tougher shots in the mid-range, and be really finding things in the pick and roll and playing slow and getting those passing lanes. Like, he's a really good passer. He's a really natural person in the pick and roll. I think there's a little bit of a hitch in his shot where he leans a little left. And I'm worried about his shot at the three-point line. And honestly, it could go two ways. I could see him sneaking his way to borderline lottery because he does fit the prototype for a point guard that can be 6'1 and overcome his lack of vertical gifts, right? There's some skill there that seems legitimate. I'm worried about the three-point shot because if that three-point shot's there, that he's not going to be in the first round at all. So it's really three-point shot dependent. But I could definitely see him surprising some people and staying in that 14 to 20 range in the draft. But if there's no three-point shot, that he'll go in second round. But he has some stuff there that's I like some of the stuff he has. Yeah, so Aiden Holloway. Go ahead.
You didn't like his shot? You didn't like his shot?
The form's questionable. I think I genuinely think there's a hitch in it where he leans his body leans goes a little left and his hips.
Well, I love the shot.
Okay.
I love the shot. Okay. That's what I'm about to talk about the most.
Okay, sounds good.
I love his shooting. So
Okay,
so I think I said this about a different player last episode, right? But I'm gonna take that back. This guy is one of, if not the best shooter in his class.
Okay. Sounds fun.
Okay.
Okay.
He has the ability to knock down shots off the dribble and pick his spots downhill to dismantle the defense with his passing ability. I did see a little bit of that too.
Yeah.
And with slashing ability. Like, he utilizes angles downhill to get what he wants, either a layup or a floater. So having the floater at his size is great already. True. That means that he's used to going against taller competition, being what, 6'1"? Is he 6'1"? Yes,
6'1".
I mean, 6'1", so that means that he can also score in the NBA. That's a great thing to have right away. And he's also a great shooter. I've seen a lot of shooting highlights where he was, like, two defenders on him, and he's, like, pulling up like nothing. Mm. Like, I don't know about the hitch. I'm not... My eye isn't trained to see that yet. But just know that... What I was seeing out of him on defenders, could not stop his shot. And he hit, like, I think I watched one game where he hit, like, 6 or 7 in a row, just knocking them down, just like they're nothing. Like, at first, I was a little bit skeptical seeing his first shot, because I was like, it's not true shot creation. It's more like, okay, I'm coming down the court, normal dribble, I'm open, I'm taking the shot. I don't see too much, like, okay, here's two moves to a combo, and then I'm going to sidestep, knock down a shot, Kyrie Irving style. That's not really what I was looking out of it, but I was like, okay, I wanted some form of shot creation to see, maybe a left or right. But I've seen a lot of, like, okay, I'm dribbling down the court, I'm open, knock it down. But he does have NBA range as well. I would say that with a little bit of maybe ball handling training, I think that he can, not really Kyrie Irving, but I mean, maybe he can be more functional with his handle, maybe be able to, okay, I can escape dribble, and I can knock down a shot, or left to right cross knocked down a shot, you know? So I will say that he is, like, in my eyes, you know, maybe not the best eyes. It's okay. So we're glasses, what we're but, here for. he is one of the best shooters in his class. Okay. Like, honestly. Okay. And, he's not the best athlete. I didn't see that. I wouldn't say he's the best athlete, but he makes up for it with his high level scoring ability and confidence, because like I said, like, I think it was like a couple times I seen, like, during his highlight tape where he was just like, somebody's in his hand in his face. He doesn't care. Two defenders, like, closing in, and this is a shot to, like, either win the game or to tie it up, and he's, like, ice in his veins, and I love to see that.
No, it's nice. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
All right. You ready to kick it to the next guy?
Let's go.
Next man up is 6'9", Trenton Flowers. He's going to Louisville University. Going to go to the ACC. You know, he could definitely get to the rim and finish. That's his whole game, getting to the rim and finishing. He's really good size. Doesn't really look like a shooter. You don't really see any tape of him shot creating anything. He reminds me a lot of Jalen Johnson. So Jalen Johnson was a 6'9" guy who played at Duke, who was, I think it was the 24th pick in the draft by the Atlanta Hawks. He's chilling on their bench right now. He's a rotational player. He's not, like, at the bottom end of the bench. You know what I mean? I could definitely see him being a late first, somebody to draft and be like, well, if this guy develops a three-point shot, we have something here, right? Because he does have a really good natural feel for finishing at the rim. And, you know, Jalen Johnson was a little bit of a higher prospect coming out of the draft. coming out of high school, but I could definitely see him being, honestly, he's a twin of him, because Jalen Johnson couldn't shoot anywhere but the rim, right? Yeah. But, you know, 6'9", length, NBA teams could say, well, he can get to the rim, he can play defense, right? Because he's 6'9", and lanky, and moves well, and athletic, right? So, you know, Trent Flowers has a... Yeah, it reminds me exactly of Jalen Johnson. So what do you think about Trent Flowers, Chris?
Yeah. One thing I will say is that when I was watching him, the first thing I noticed was that he has a crazy bouncing ability. Like, mm-hmm. he's like jumps out the gym. He has a crazy yeah. bounce that he puts to good use through his scoring. So I've seen him, like, he would drive to the hole, and he's either yeah. going to dunk. And then he also has, like, great body control where, like, he kind of mm-hmm. contorts his body around the defender, and he's, like, tall. So I'm, like, mm-hmm. I don't really normally see that for, like, certain guards. Like, I mean, for, like, you know, forwards, guards like that, like, however you want to put him, like, shoot it, power forwardish. Yeah. So, or small forwardish, small forward. But, like, he was, like, switching hands in midair mm-hmm. and stuff like that. And I was, like, that's yeah. just crazy to see. So I do like that he's showing flashings of maybe a higher level, maybe finesse, a little bit of a softer touch, you know, kind of like, what was the first guy we talked about here? Omaha
Bilu?
Yeah, Omaha. Yeah, it was Omaha. Yeah. Yeah, like, he's showing a little bit of more finesse and kind of, like, softer touch with that. Yeah. I will agree that I didn't see enough threes. I did see that he was catch and shoot, kind of similar to Omaha.
Yeah.
But I will say that he did have I did notice a little bit of a mid-range. Mm-hmm. I did see that if the shot wasn't there, he had a little bit of, you know, he had enough presence of mind to, okay, I can dribble up and get a good mid-range look at a shot from the mid-range. Mm-hmm. And he was shooting over defenders because he's pretty tall too, so I did like that. And he will knock it down, so I mean, just because if he was to get a 3-point shot at some point, I would look at it differently. Mm-hmm. But I mean, with the mid-range, I mean, that's not really too much to really write home about either.
Yeah.
So I can see him maybe, let's see, good comparison. Another guy in the league who has a crazy bounce but not a great shot would be, what is his name? Play for the Atlanta Hawks.
Well, Josh Smith?
Just got traded.
It's not Josh Smith?
No, just got traded. He played for the Atlanta Hawks, just got traded. Taller guy. I forgot where he got traded to.
Josh Richardson?
Not Josh Richardson. This year.
It's not Kevin Huerter.
No. He played for the Hawks, right? Yeah, he played for the Hawks. What's the guy? He's taller guy, power, I think he was a power forward. He was like
John Collins.
John Collins. Yeah. John Collins. I could see him being okay. that level of player because John okay. Collins, you know, kind of silky smooth a little bit like Trenton is, but okay. he never yeah. really had like a true like 3-point shot kind yeah. of thing going on. He was really more athletic than anything, and that's really what carried him. And I think yeah. that this would be the same thing through Trenton Flowers. Okay. I think his athletic gifts will carry him through the draft. He would be a late, you know, late maybe second round pick or so. And then if he's able to develop a shot, who knows where he may go from there if he's able to get one in college. But as of right now, yeah. I can see him more John Collins-ish than anything else.
Yeah. Mm. All right, you ready to kick at the next guy?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay. Next man up is Sean Stewart, 6'8", power forward, going to play at Duke University. Let's go. You know, I think NBA-wise, he posts way too much. 6'8", power forward posting. It's not going to translate. You know what I mean? He could definitely become a 3-and-D wing if he could shoot, right? You know what I mean? And because he has a strong body and he's built well, so he has the prototype to be a good defender. It's going to be interesting to see how well he's, you know, going to be defending in the next level. He has a similar body type as Jairus Walker. Jairus Walker was 6'8", was super built, and he's going to be playing power forward for Indiana. So if he could defend like Jairus Walker, he'll fly up the draft. But, you know, that's big if. But, you know what I mean? I definitely feel like he's going to be an early second, late first round draft pick. He's a 3-and-D wing if he can shoot the three. But at Duke, though, he's going to be one heck of a college player. So I am happy because that is a great college 6'8" power forward. So, you know what I mean? I'm living life, but he's not going to be living life as much as in the NBA as he's going to be in college. As long as his game stays stagnant, which it probably won't. So, you know, just wait. He's going to grow. So yeah, this is my take on Sean Stewart. What do you think about him, Chris?
I like his handle. You know, I saw a couple left to right crossover mid range shots and stuff like that. But I will agree that he does post up a lot more than I would like him to. You know, especially being 6'8". Like, that's just not going to translate. Like, maybe he feels like a 7-foot guy. Like, not Aiden Holloway. Damn it. What the hell is his name?
Embiid. I don't know. Somebody like that.
Or something like that. Yeah, somebody who was like, if he was like a 7-footer, like, or like maybe like an Embiid level guy, then I'm like, okay, fine. You go ahead, post up all you want to. Nobody can stop it. But it's like, you're 6'8", bro. Like, and I'm seeing flashes of this type of scorer that you can be if you just like honed in on those type of things. Like, the way, like, his handle is pretty decent for his size, too. No, like, really? I mean, like, I keep going back to this, but the left and right crossover, those highlights I was seeing, he was whoop, 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 shot. I was like, oh, man. Like, if he could maybe somehow create a deeper bag and not depend so much on, okay, I'm just a bit taller than everybody, so I'm going to go do these fall away hook shots and stuff like that, then I might be looking at him a lot differently. But as of right now, maybe develop a 3-point shot, get deeper into his bag, use his handle more, you know what I mean? Because I did see flashes of it, so maybe get a tighter handle, maybe a more creative handle, and develop the 3-point shot, like I said. Yeah. Then I can see him maybe being, I kind of agree with the early first round because there's potential there, but so far he's going to be just a great college player.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if he can shot great in the perimeter, then we'll start throwing around Tobias Harris comps. Yeah, he's built exactly like him. Fuck, he's a twin. You ready to kick it to the next guy?
Let's go.
All right, next man up, the last guy on the list is Bronny James. I'm sure everybody is excited to talk about him. 6'3", point guard going to USC. You know what I mean? The sad thing is the number one ranked player in the class is Isaiah Collier. 6'4 point guard going to USC. Hopefully his chest is and his heart feeling well. I saw a video and looks like it is. So
yeah.
My takeaways on him is I was surprised. I was definitely surprised. I'm surprised that he's not ranked higher judging by the tape. You know, he's built athletically, like dude's an athlete. He can fly through the air, great first step, quick. Great contact balance, extremely strong, well built, get placed through contact so easily. His layup package is the best in the draft, probably, that I've seen so far. His ability to finish at the rim is NBA ready today. Today he can finish at the rim. It's Rudy Gobert. He could finish at the rim on Rudy Gobert. He's a very good defender. He has really good instincts. He defends really well, good stance. That's something that's really nice. He's a very good passer. He really breaks down offense. Frank Dodd's defense is extremely well. He's ready to be a point guard in the NBA. He's a really good ability to find open spots to move in the perimeter, which is a really nice skill. So basically, like when you're off ball, there's a lot of times that most people in high school are stagnant. Right, they're just going to stand in one spot. But if he's off ball, he'll go run to the corner if he's not fully to the corner and go get an open shot. Right, like he has a really nice niche of the ability to move off ball and find open spaces, like a Duncan Robinson, for example. And that's something that a head coach will look at and be like, man, this guy, even when he doesn't have the ball in his hands, is going to bring value because he's going to be able to find open spaces to make that weak side defense stay focused on him, you know what I mean? Draw attention. Like he'll get 6 points a game just by getting open threes because he's moving to open spaces. Like he's very, very developed, which I'm not surprised because he has LeBron, Tokyo, and all LeBron's friends and whatever played in the NBA. I'm sure he's had a lot of really good coaching. It's a really unique thing. You know what I mean? He's just so well-rounded in everything. He defends well. He passes well. He thinks well. He's smart. He's athletic. He's just, he does a little bit of everything. And he has an exact comp. I am very confident on the comp on the body and the athletic gifts. It's Victor Oladipo. It's Victor Oladipo. You remember Victor Oladipo when he was playing in Indiana, flying past people like Bronny can fly. Bronny can jump. It's the same type of like body build too, where Victor Oladipo is one heck of a defender. I could see Bronny being one heck of a defender. And the prototype is Bronny James is a point guard. But just like Vic, if he needs to play two because of his athletic gifts and how well he defends, he can play the two in the NBA. It's not going to be an issue. I'm not going to be like, oh, he's 6'3". He's too short for it. No, he's too athletic for it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to be writing home about anything. This is a 2-5 pick in the draft. He reminds me so much of Vic. He's got it. This is a special dude. I was blown away. I'm so surprised with the last name James and the tape and the eye test of what he looks like. He's not top five, like, in this ranking. How did that not happen? I thought people would buy into, I thought he would be overhyped, but he's underhyped, honestly. So, Bronny James is NBA ready, man, today. So what do you think about Bronny?
I would honestly agree with that. Like, everything you said, like, I literally was going to say some of that stuff, so it's like, I kind of don't know where to go now.
Okay.
But I will say that far as, like, him being undervalued is ridiculous. Yes. Like, if you look at it, like, I've been, okay, so look, this isn't my first time turning on a Bronny James highlight for this particular thing. Like, I've been watching Bronny James for a minute. Like, like, literally, like, every time a highlight come up, I gotta watch the whole tape, because I'm just so intrigued. Like, the thing is, that what I will say is that I've seen growth, right?
Yes.
Now, if you haven't been watching like a little bit of his game before now, you know, like, you kind of won't see it. You'd be like, oh, you think he was always good? But no. We used to think he was a role player at best. Truly, I used to think he was a role player at best.
Yeah.
I was like, no, this guy is not it. But then you look at him now, and you like, man, like, the growth. Like, he definitely got in the gym, worked hard.
Strong.
Probably played everybody like probably paid all the coaches and everything like that to try to get him to be the to be great, and it's just he's actually great. Like, I'm surprised why he's so low. I don't know what world the rankers are living in to make Bronny James 20, but he should be at least top 10, top 5 at the best, because he's there. He's that type of player. He's completely NBA ready now, and he's not even entered into his first year of college yet.
Yes.
He's NBA ready in high school.
I completely agree.
If they could draft from high school,
he'd be a lottery pick. He would have been lottery pick in last year's draft.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. If he could draft from high school, he would have been a lottery pick.
Yes. He's the real deal, man. He's got everything. Is. He can shot great from the three-point line, too. I forgot to mention that. He's a three-level scorer, genuinely. Yeah. He has a great feel. Dude's just...
Yeah.
I mean...
I think Vic...
Yeah, go ahead.
I was about to say, I think Victor Oladipo is the ultimate NBA comparison. I think that's the best NBA comparison. That's like mirror. It's like looking in a mirror.
Yeah. And the great thing about Vic, too, is when Vic was in Indiana, he was a great passer too, right? You know what I mean? You could pass the ball really well, right? Mm-hmm. And the three-point shot came along for Vic later. He's with an NBA. I don't think Bronny's going to take so long for the three-point shot to translate, but you know what I mean? He reminds me so much of him. Vic was a nice baller, right? And NBA teams are going to love that. Even if he is your two guard, he's going to be a great passer. You're going to be like, man, we can really trust him to run offense, pick and rolls. Like, he's NBA ready. He really is. He's got it all. I'm really happy for him. Yeah.
He definitely is NBA ready.
Yeah. All right. Anything else you want to say?
NBA's back.
Yeah, it's coming up soon. Yeah, we're going to be doing this stuff for, you know, a few more weeks, and then the NBA season is going to come around, the G League and the college basketball season, and then we'll start scouting people full games. It's going to be really fun. Those breakdowns are going to be really fun. You know what I mean? Next week, we got guys like, you know, Andre Stojakovic, Peja Stojakovic's son, is going to be coming out next week. Peja Stojakovic's son is in this draft.
That's crazy.
You know what I mean? And it's going to be really fun to go through. 2021 through 30 is what we're going to give you guys, and we're going to keep on giving you guys these lists until the season comes around, and we're going to actually scout guys for you. It's going to be really fun. Season's going to be great. Also, side note, Rollin Holland looks like a bucket in the G League that they're playing against Europe, so you know what I mean? He could be the number one pick if he keeps on developing like that. Start throwing off some Paul George comparisons. So is there anything you want to say, Chris?
No, I might have to go check him out then if you think he's that good, because I think the last time I was pretty down on him. So I'll have to look. I'm taking another look.
6'9". If that really translates to the actual G League competition, I know he's playing for the G League right now, but if once they start playing the G League schedule, he's playing like that.
Yeah.
He'll be a top three lock.
Okay.
In my opinion.
You know.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
All right.
It'll definitely be fun.
You have anything else you want to say before we kick it?
Fine.
Yeah. All right. Sounds good. Well, thanks for listening to the podcast, and go Duke Blue Devils. Peace out.
Peace out.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.